Okay. I'm going to go back to Rational Gimel. We're in the middle of this narrative, this dialogue taking place between the Seichel and the Nefesh. Seichel representing, let's say, the more spiritual dimension, the Nefesh representing the more base, lower aspects, the more physical drives. Okay. Not sure why we're doing it, but we get something out of it each time, I think. Okay. V'yomer seichel the nefesh, and the seichel says to nefesh, "Imar she'eskati hu emes. Tifreshi koidem mi'ha'oichel hara she'at regilabo." The first thing you want to do, if you're serious, you've been mitzayre to avoid us Hashem that you saw in the Torah, in Chazal, and from your own understanding that you want to be Messiah and you want to be more avoid Hashem. So the first thing you got to do is you have to separate yourself, obviously not all at once. How you do this is an interesting discussion. Do you just jump in? Do you do it slowly? You have to know. Sometimes you have to just cut. Sometimes you have to just little bit. That's not the subject now, but yeah, he's saying obviously the principle. You have to be Irish, legamre, from the food that you used to. And then you have to kind of go through the discomfort, the pain, the suffering of the refuah. And you'll have to be savor the bitterness of the medicine and its terrible taste. So, obviously, these are mashalim. So the nefesh asks, "Shredes the nefesh, mahu ha'oichel harash ani regilah bo? What is this evil food that I'm habituated in?" So in Aseichel, "Ki amida hamaguna shetishtalte aleich mireishis yetzirach." It's a terrible midah that has been ruling over you since you were formed. And its koyches has been getting stronger and stronger from the minute that you mitpatech, from the minute, let's say, I don't know, from the minute you were born, whatever. Showed us an effort. So we've gone from being oichel ra, we're now calling it a midah. That's the nimshul. The nimshul, the marshal is oichel ra. The nimshul is this midah maguna that you've had since day one. So showed us an effort. Eze midah hua midah azois. Eze koiches machzikim oto. What is this terrible midah, and what are the koiches that give it that strengthen it? Oina seichel. Hamidah samaguna shalach hen rabois. We went from having a mid maguna to midas rabois now. There's lots now. We went from one to being lots. Ach, v'sholshon v'ikron heimstein. But in ikka, and then the root, if you take all the bad midas and you drill down to see what the root of them all is, there's two nakudas. Ach, v'meni avas hanoi v'haguf. Me'achile v'ashtie v'yeset sake gufach. The first one is the light, the love of all the physical pleasures, achila shtia, and all the other needs of the guf. This midah you learned from your next door neighbor, your guf. That's the first one. So the first problem you have is the taivas aguf. Let's just call it taivas aguf. Again, I'm not going to commit myself to having mind in the exactly. That's just we're talking about the taivas aguf. Amida sheni si avas nehishtaltus vehischarus b'acherim. Then the other bad midah, look at the juggler and the king, you'll see these are the two midahs, kover and taivet. Taiva and covered. Those are the two things. Gaiva, goiva leiv, bakino. All those bad minas that go with what's called gaiva. Kas comes in the back of that as well. Goyva leiva kina, agarem esloch l'sholem gemul b'mida bilti maspekes l'mishaitiv loch. Umida zu l'madet ha-mishchenech ha-she gadolte b'neyem, v'em achayich v'krovayich. Where did you learn this mida from? From the people you grew up with, from the, your environment. So that's those are the two dynamics. I can't guarantee it's what he's saying, but the general approach to this is that we know that essentially there's two main drivers. The one is taiva and the one's gaiva. Gaiva means covered. Taiva and gaiva, those are the two big stories. That's Yishmael and Esav. There's a kolos sipur, the juggler and the king. He's juggling those Gemaras there that Feldman brings down. He's juggling between Kovod and Taiva and Gaiva. Well, that's the whole story. So those are the two midas Maguna that give rise to all the other bad midas. Okay, so the Nefesh asks that. That's good, but you didn't answer the other story. We're talking about Koichis. Which koichas? I don't know what he means by koichas. We'll have to see. Should I be, what does he call it in the, was it koichas as well in Lashon HaKodesh? Okay. What are the koichas that I should hold myself back from? It's a long speech. Let's start with taiva. The koichas that mechazek, that keep and strengthen the mid of taiva are moitoreis b'achila, unnecessary eating. Again, I'm not convinced I'm chapping what he's saying. Well, that's the basic pshatya. Amutoreis b'achila, shtir, halbosha, shena, clothes, sleeping, menuchas aguf, shalvas anefesh, v'daim adazeh. Basically, the entire dream of the Western world, yeah? Good food, restaurants, you know, people standing around talking about different kinds of food and this food and that food and this food, steer, all the just about the different whiskeys and the different this and the dos and in here. You call up all in that clothes, the whole clothing industry. Just look at it. So what's driving the world? How much if the economy, if we would start doing this, if everyone in the world would start doing that, the economy would crash probably. Sleep is a mighty kataiva. Menucha saguf, shalva sanefesh, holidays, chilling. Yeah, I'll get around to it, whatever. Udoime leze. Rila koichza machzikin es midas agaiva. So those are the things that give strength to the midas the taiva. Those are the areas we all know it. There's no chidushim yet. Menucha saguf, shalva sanefesh, midas agaiva hein, hadiburim hayimutorim. That's massive. That's probably one of the greatest sugyas that's totally ignored in this generation. He's talking too much. Okay, we'll come back to that. There's massive. But if Tetz told me once that he told Rav Moshe that probably the greatest thing that they learned from him, from all the things they learned, was silence. That was one of the greatest things they learned. Of course, he answered with just their silence, but just the power of silence, just to be quiet, not to speak. There's a mamash and a moidika void, especially in today's generation. Today they have chat shows and this show. Everybody has to have an opinion. Anyone talks and back and forth. They're all guns. You know what's the problem there? The Mishnah says it's shikha is good for the goof. It's good for health. But who would have thought that's somehow something that gives grass to gaiva, somehow must be chiddush. So adiburim ha'itorim, kimotzus miday rabba b'chevras bnei adam, hanging around with people too much. Always hanging out with people. You're always in a crowd. You're always meeting people, talking to people, losing to people. Hishtadus limtzochein b'aneiyim, and of course the effort a person makes to find favor in people's eyes. We're on a stage. I have to find that Rav Dessler. If you remind me early tomorrow, I want to make a copy. Remind me to show you, please. Sorry to ask you, but it's a lolik weidoy. I'm going to forget. There's a Rav Dessler that is mamash. Short little piece in the Michtam Eliyahu that is riveting. but we basically live on a stage. We're performing all the time. It doesn't matter who for. It's our kids, it's our neighbors, it's our boss, but we're on a stage. The world's one big theater. Avos, Tehila, Vakovet, Midbeadom, the love that we have for praise and honor that people give us. There's a big nishenus, and not poshut nishenus. Akina behem, al kinyana oilam shirochshu, the kina. Kina, there's subtle kinas, there's big kinas, there's very crude kinas. We all have, kinas are very natural things. The Shorim says it's a natural thing that a person has, he's born with. And if you don't work with it, work on it, it'll just overwhelm you. Kina is not something you have to acquire. Kina is something you get born with. You have it. There it is. Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but you have it. There it is. You look at little kids. Little kids. He's not upset that he doesn't have it, but he's having a tantrum because the other guy's got it. If the other guy didn't have it, he would also be happy not to have it. Starts from very, very young. Gaiva, by the way, also. He's also. Look at me. Look at how I can go. Where did I get that from? The mama's born with it. It requires work to get rid of it. You used to be aware of it at least. And then you start thinking of ways and plans how to get from them what you want, and they've got it, you want it. So you start coming up with all sorts of schemes to get it. We mazalzel them, we discard them, and we speak negatively about these people. But you've got a bit of a working this year. Come to your own conclusions. So those are the two categories. There's taiva and gaiva. All the taiva saguf and covered. Almost done with that. We're not getting into the workings here. The goyin has unbelievable stuff on this. Of all the things that drive those two terrible middas are, like we said, too much food, there's there, sleeping, going after all the bodily pleasures. That's what the body drives us to. And the gaiva issues, which cause us to do very, very weird stuff. And we're not even sure why we're doing it. When somebody's caught up in taivas, when you're younger, the taivas are a bigger problem than the gaivas. When you get older, the covet and the gaiva becomes a much bigger problem. The goof kind of weakens itself. Not that it's finished with the goof, but as you get older, so the things that you burnt, whatever that were burning you up, don't have the strength. But then these other issues kick in. They become a real, you wouldn't imagine. You would imagine that jealousy would be a more powerful thing for him than some of the taivas he had when he was 18. But it is like that. That's the way the system's designed. Very, very scary. I want to ask the Choshevid. I'm not going to mention his name because you know him and I don't want to know. I don't think he wants me to. I can tell you, I'll just put off the recorder for a minute. Just 1 second. So that's the, be aware of these things. Not everyone's got the same, everyone's got different recipe, but it's more or less the same things. Okay. Now, continues the seichel. The in Masha is cut, who MS. He had me stoke a kek for a feitza ma'od l'shalim gmul avu atoivas shelokim meitiv loch. If it's true what you said above, if it's true what you said, that you really want to pay back a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the good that he's done for you. So that's what he said it's all about. That's what Avodah Hashem is. It's recognizing the debt and wanting to pay it back. If you really emistic about it, he says to the Nefesh, Archiki mimesh b'kol yecholtech es akoiches v'hamidas v'eskati loch. Distance yourself with all your abilities. Distance yourself from these koiches and midas that I've mentioned over now. First thing, distance yourself. Now understand what he just said now. I don't even understand the enormity of what he's saying. I mean, that's the lifetime's work just to even maybe move away from some of them. It's an overwhelming concept. Just write up the list. Distance yourself from those things with all your koiches. Start with that. Forget about the guy. Let's work on that first. It's a law. You don't know what I'm talking about. You guys don't have a problem with that stuff. Aval tov. Yeah, so okay, we have to find what we can extract from this slowly. After that, I'll move you over to the gate of Refuah, the first gate of Refuah. Then we'll move into another place. Okay. For Toima Nefesh. Kashali li pored midvorim eile. Kashali. Why is it difficult? What is the difficulty? So the first difficulty is Mebashani regila behems mandarav. I don't know if you ever gave up smoking. One of the biggest problems even with smoking, besides the nicotine addiction and everything else, is with the habit. It's a very disturbing thing when you start giving up smoking or any habit. You just realize that we do so much stuff, just it's habits. You reach out, you take without thinking, whatever, without the time of it, it's the habit, regular. It's the man rav. L'chein lamdeini na betuvcha keitzer uchul afresh me'en bekalut. It's not our generation that wants easy. This is the Chovas HaLevavos. Tell me I could do that easy. How do I get rid of all of this stuff easy? I thought it was going to be very hard. He's telling me, no, I'll give you an Eitzah. He's asking, the difference is for an Eitzah. Tell me how to do this easy. I recognize the debt. I want to pay it back. You tell me, how do I go about doing that? Okay, so I've got to use all my koichuses to somehow weaken these things. Okay, in both, but I'm focusing more on the tithe now. That's where you have to start. So he wants an Eitzah. How do you do that easy? Okay. Hello, Yadat. Kibakalut maskima adam hanovun. She natru lochelek migufa. Baaf im yabed bekaches echad meavolov. Keshit bekefes oise machala. Think about it, the Seichel says to the Nefesh. You would agree, easy. An intelligent person would agree to have a nituach, to have a surgery on a part of his body, even if it means losing a limb. When he's suffering from a certain machala, the doctors told him, if you don't cut this thing out and get rid of this limb, this thing's going to spread and he's going to kill you. On the one hand, he has the pain of the nituach, the pain of losing a limb. It's such a knee. He has the he's being saved from death. He knows what's worse. What's worse, the pain and the suffering of the cure, or not having the cure? What's worse? You lose a hand, God forbid, Rahman al-Slan, a finger, or you lose your life? If you want an easy way, your desire is to distance yourself from all the things that you become habituated in, and it's very hard to distance yourself from them, but you want to have an easy way, pay attention. Ask yourself, what's the good I'm going to get from separating myself from these midas and koiches, these evil koiches and midas, lebein hara shetasig oischo yeshitamshichu leimotze bechavretom. Then put that on the scale. The good that you're going to get if you distance yourself, and put on the other side of the scale, the bad that's going to happen if you don't. The same as the marshal. The name fits the marshal perfect. Okay, so the marshal we get, and the marshal's poshut. Person's lying in bed in the hospital, and the doctor puts the options on his table. Those options are very real. Those are very real options. He knows. Finger da. Okay, so take the finger. So it should be the same. Yeah, I was saying it's exactly the same. Just think about it. But we know, I don't know about you, but I sense that it's not the same. Why not? Because it's not real. It's not real. You have in front of you the midas magunos, an aspect of it, an aveira, whatever. Not even aveira. Bonagid, achilas gasa. You know, all you can eat for $20 or whatever. You know, in one of those situations. Achilas gasa. Not in a veira as such. It's makadosh shabbat mutilacho, but you know that it's not the right thing to do. We're trying to break these things. We're trying to break the tithes. And on the other hand, what's on the other hand? We don't really get the alternative. Isn't really real for us. Olam haba, gehenam. Those things are not real for us. Lim machla. You're going to die from the machla. So that's real. Fushteis, I got it. But midara is going to be terrible. We don't have the yiras sachet. We don't have the yiras shemayim. We don't have that. So zeh gam tzarich chizuk. And that's what the seichel asks. The nefesh asks. Eize toive tegia like kesh. What good am I going to get if I separate from them? And what's the bad? What's the worst case scenario that if I carry on hanging out with these terrible friends? Good question, huh? Okay. You have a few more minutes or not?
I have to drop off now. I'm sorry.
Let's stop there. No, then we'll stop there. I just thought if you've got another 3 minutes, we'll finish. We'll summarize this again next week, and we'll get to the answer to the second. Plenty to think about. The most important thing about is how we can extract from something this far from us, how we can extract some area for our own avoider. Each person has to think about that. Okay. Run along, Jonathan.
Thank you so much. Till next week.
Thanks for popping in. Take care. And you'll see you tomorrow. Remind me to show you that from Tesla. You'll love it. Thanks for coming. See you later.